From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hello, it's Saturday, April 3rd, 2021, and happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Hey, everybody. I sing happy birthday every day because it's somebody's birthday. I think I've been doing this every day for the past month, and I will do this every time I podcast because it's somebody's birthday around the world, and it's nice to feel special on your birthday, isn't it? So, happy birthday, sweethearts. Well, give me the weather report here in San Fran. Feces, commie, fornayay. What? San Fran feces? I mean, sad Francisco. What? Yeah. All right, everybody. So, it's basic California, San Francisco weather. It is cloudy, white, gray skies. The temperature is 55 degrees Fahrenheit. It's breezy with a west wind about 15 miles an hour. I prefer this sort of temperature. There's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothes. This is the basic temperature in San Francisco year-round. A few days back, I gave you the weather report. We had temperatures in the 70s. Thankfully, that's done because when it is warmer here in San Fran feces, and new listeners, I don't exaggerate anything about San Francisco.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
What I'm saying is when the weather is warm, we have more antisocial behaviors, which are enabled by the policies at City Hall. New listeners, if you didn't know, we have a junkie apocalypse. A junkie is a Merriam-Webster dictionary definition for a narcotics addict. This city is like Nirvana for druggies, dope fiends, junkies, vagrants. They don't lose housing out here. Are you kidding? They couldn't afford to live here in the first place. They come to San Francisco deliberately to be junkies on the concrete because they can't do it in Iowa. They can't do it in Missouri. They can't do it in West Virginia. Their families put them on a bus and send them out to San Francisco. But anyway, I am talking today about how beta males here in San Francisco are dangerous. Yeah, beta males in San Francisco, I find them dangerous. Personally, I had a coterie of beta male platonic friends immediately after the late, great Richard LaFrag died. My husband, rest in peace. They were his friends. He had some beta male friends. Alpha males typically have beta males in their circle because they want to get some of that alpha energy. It's like the alphas are the daddy and the betas are the fatherless kids down the street. And after Richard passed away, I slowly but surely culled. I did a dinosaur cull. I got rid of the betas in my friend circle. For me, as a biologically born genetic sexist womanist bohemian black woman, I am not comfortable having a number of beta males as platonic friends. And the reason why, number one, is they are unprotective.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrag.
Insecure and non-protective. And I don't find those attributes in alpha males. Beta males are the type of men here in San Francisco. They would not show me any empathy when I am communicating the antisocial behaviors that would happen in my district. The beta males are emotionally ignorant. They don't say, wow, that must be weird. How do you deal with that? Or, whoa, hey, that's terrible. The beta males don't know how to show empathy, and they are dangerous for women like me to be around. I don't call myself an alpha woman because alpha women, although alpha women generally were raised fatherless, and my parents divorced. My mother married a couple times after that. She did those marriages after I was out of the house. It would have been nice to have had a stepfather in the house when I was being raised. I am not an alpha woman because I know how to submit to alpha men. I always submitted to Richard. When I say I submitted to Richard, I deferred to his masculinity. I proudly call myself sexist. I know it's old-fashioned. Some people can't stand it. I believe gender roles apply. That's me. There are billions of people in the world. You don't have to agree with anything that I say. And I slowly and surely stopped socializing with the beta males because when a woman like me, a black woman, is with a beta male, they try to have us be the male in the relationship in many ways. If it's a platonic male friend, he comes by the house, he expects me to cook for him, have his favorite tea, have his favorite coffee, and he's not bringing groceries. That's a beta move. That is a pure beta move. I wasn't playing that. I had a beta male friend. He'd come up here. I drink peppermint tea. I'm like, great. Yeah, funny, right? Well, he was a friend. He helped my husband when he was dying of a terminal cancer. So I give the beta credit for that. And after Richard died, he would come and visit me. And I said, what kind of tea would you like? I like peppermint tea. I'm like, well, I've got black tea. I've got chamomile tea. I've got echinacea. It would be like a little fight. The beta never brought his own box of tea.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone.
With Didi LaFrac.
He always told me he liked peppermint tea and he never brought a box. Now, an alpha guy is like, I like drinking peppermint tea. Hey, Dee, here's a box. Could you keep that up in your cupboard so when I come by, you could, you know, throw me a cup of peppermint tea? And I'm like, yeah, this dude never thought to bring a box of peppermint tea because beta males are not considerate. And a lot of them are B-made, you know, rhymes with witch. And I know it's like a pejorative, but a lot of males that are beta were not raised with a father in the home. They weren't raised with a father in the home. They have a lot of feminine qualities. And in San Francisco, when I say beta males, it's not homophobic. I'm not saying that all gay males are a beta. On the contrary, the men that I'm closer to right now in my life that I'm having interaction with are gay men who are alpha, okay? They are alpha. They are not beta. Beta guys put their hands in the pocket. Nothing is a problem. Everything is okay. Why don't you stop complaining? That's why the beta males, to me, are dangerous. And I am not very close to many of them. I don't even like having conversations with them online because they are the type that lie and deny the dystopia that San Francisco is under with the district attorney who was being recalled because he is a catch and release communist. Darlings, I could go on and on. I have made the point about the beta male. So beta males that are listening, good luck with that. All I can say is good luck with that. Live your life. There are billions of people in the world. You will find women who appreciate you. That's just not me. Hey, everybody. I appreciate you listening. If you know anyone who would be interested in a show like this, send them my way. I love you. Guess what? I'm Didi LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco. Damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Didi LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.